Welcome back for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your hosts here for the next few minutes as we share some of the things that we think you will enjoy. A message from Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. And that is because of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Mike, how about yesterday's antiques there in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota? They're open 10 to 5 and they're open Monday through Saturday. There's lots of time to go shopping, and they have fabulous antiques. They have lots of dealers that have brought their items in with a lot of really good things. They've got craft items, antiques, collectibles, all kinds of vintage treasures. You really need to allow time to check it out. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Well, since it's fair season, we just got done with the Cherry County Fair in Valentine last weekend, and so I thought maybe we would talk about a fair story today.
There you go. There's lots of fairs still going on.
Oh, yeah. And this is from the Midwest Farm Report about 5 years ago, I think. This was written by Wendy Reinhardt about the Wisconsin Valley Fair. You learn a lot from barn duty. And I think a lot of people will relate.
Yes.
If you've been to the fair and you've showed animals. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Some people say I have OCD on occasion. My husband says he can dust and I can walk right behind him, moving items a quarter of an inch in either direction. It doesn't look any different to him, but to me, it makes all the difference in the world. I guess I owe some of the credit to my twin 4-H leaders, Cindy and Sandy. I loved the week of the fair. There were parts that we dreaded at times, but overall it was the greatest time of the year. Prior to the fair, we would have workshops at our farm for the dairy exhibitors. Cindy and Sandy would act as judges in the ring as we would take animals around, learning the ins and outs of showing. I used to hate how picky they were, but now realize it was just making us better. A lot of hard work went into showing before the fair even came. When it was fair time, we'd head into the fair to wash cattle and clean the barn by 4:30 a.m., and I certainly wasn't a morning person. But there would be Cindy and Sandy greeting us and encouraging us to get everything done to make our exhibit look great for the day. Some people were on the wash rack, some people were walking animals, and others were working in the barn, either forking out manure, emptying the wheelbarrow, or putting down fresh straw. It was an entire team effort. Everyone was assigned a barn duty shift in teams of two to keep things looking great throughout the day for all of the fairgoers. We had barn duty vests to wear. Yes, red ones with Rib View Ramblers written on the back. And yes, we had to wear them. Not with pride, but because that was part of the job. Seriously, what teenager looks good in a red vest and a pitchfork? I remember hearing them yell telephone when an animal would crap. And we had to pick it up. We'd have to pack the straw in a straight line, and it better be straight or we'd have to redo it. After liming the aisle, if there was straw that got kicked out onto it by a cow, they had you pick it up by hand to ensure everything looked perfect. Cindy and Sandy were hard on us, but it was always worth it when we won the Herdsmanship Award. It filled us with such pride knowing that our hard work had paid off. So yes, I have to have things just so in my house. But I guess I'm going to blame it on the Wisconsin Valley Fair, or at least on Cindy and Sandy for that. We reminisce about barn duty every time we see them. It just makes me smile. So a little idea about fair time.
Yeah, great memories and great attention to detail. I remember having to do all of that work, and it's just part of it.
So what do you have to share here in the last minute of the program?
Okay, I have got a couple of things. First off, a few puns to wrap things up. My sheet of puns for the educated mind are almost all up, but I have two left. Two Eskimos sitting in a kayak were chilly, so they lit a fire in the craft. Unsurprisingly, it sank, proving once again that you can't have your kayak and eat it too.
That doesn't make any sense.
You can't have your kayak, your cake, and
yeah,
eat it.
I know.
Eat it. Okay, all right. Everybody else got it.
Okay.
Okay, two hydrogen atoms meet. One says, I've lost my electron. The other says, are you sure? The first one replies, yes, I'm positive.
I got that one.
Okay, very good.
And that's the good stuff.